What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Talk About It with Keys and Lance, the podcast where Lano.
Yeah, did you leave something open?
That was crazy. I was frightened.
Apparently. Enough for the both of us. One more time for season one, Keith. Let the people hear it.
Roll and drop.
Bring the drama, choo, choo, choo. Let's down and talk about it, talk about it. Bring the drama, choo, choo, choo. Let's talk about it, talk about it.
All right, guys, it is June 13th, 2021. That is a Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? It is episode 70.
It is episode 70, Keys.
Season finale.
Talk about it, Keys and Lance.
What are we rated, mate?
Rated G, gangsters.
So we a gang now?
Rated G for gangsters, bro.
I bet. Rated G for gangsters.
Man, so before we get into it, how was your week, buddy?
Well, you know what? My week was stupid, bro. My week was stupid as hell.
In a good way?
Yeah, with an O-O.
Oh, it was?
With an O-O. Like stupid. S-T-O-O-P-I-D. Not the S-T-U-P-I-D. Stupid with an O-O. Like, kind of like weird, funny, dope kind of, you know? Mm-hmm. It was funny.
Okay.
I worked on this video all week just for it to not run late. But for those that saw it, it was incredibly stupefiedly funny. Everybody else in it was awful though. I put up a video up on my status and all the kids were sniffing cocaine.
You talking about the video where you got them children taking shots?
Yeah.
Or you had kids taking shots?
Yes.
You had children taking shots?
Yes.
You?
Yes.
Lying.
Yes.
Had children?
Yes.
Taking shots.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was all props. Everyone thought it was real. They was like, why you make them children do that? I was like, you seriously think I would do this to teenagers? Okay, who am I kidding? Maybe I would.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't have a drinking age limit in the Bahamas. We good.
You know. I saw it in a meme yesterday, but how was your week, bro? How was your week, Dredd?
My week has been incredible. You know what I mean?
Part one or part two?
What?
Incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Part one or part two?
Two.
All right, go ahead. Give me all the details. I haven't watched part two yet.
Yeah, so I was in Washington last Thursday having a meeting with Elon Musk. You know, this is good. Because, you know, Jeff Bezos wants to go to the moon first. And Elon and I were working on this for about 15 years for him to go to the moon with SpaceX.
Yeah.
So, you know, the company is going under and it's been a rough time. So Jeff Bezos is now trying to.
So what you're telling me, Bezos is trying to bail to go to space with his brother.
Yeah, he's trying to undermine our business. You see what I'm saying? Because we was doing it first. And I hate sneaky people like that. So Jeff Bezos, when we see you, we coming for you.
When we see you, we coming site. For you. It's on site, bro. Don't think just, you know what? Matter of fact, yo, listen, fam. This break is specifically for you. Trust me, you ain't hard to find, bro. I know where you hang out in L.A. And don't worry. One phone call, I'll have Dobrik on you, son. What? Jeff, we need you to get involved. Heal up, bro.
Yeah. Shout out to Jeff.
Shout out to Jeff, man.
See you doing your thing with your podcast, Jeff FM. Love it, bro.
Word up. Shout out to Zane. Shout out to Heat. Yo, I was watching a couple of the old vlogs. Why does Zane bleed so much, man?
Every video.
It's ridiculous, but like, oh my word. I don't understand it. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to apologize. But I'm sorry that we mentioned David Dobrik and his vlog squad folks so much. But y'all gotta understand, but they some great people. But
yeah, they saved our lives.
They push out some great content, but
pretty much.
And they the homies, dog. Except for you, Todd. I will never forgive.
Why, Todd. What did Todd do?
Todd, I will never forgive.
What did he do?
You know what he did.
What
did
no, let
you know.
No,
you know what he did.
No, I don't know.
Fam, whose side are you on here?
Nah,
don't make me look like a bucket, bro.
I don't have a clue. What he did? What did Todd Smith do?
You really gonna make me look like a bomba clad idiot out here?
Did he take a girl you don't know at all?
Yes! Yes, he did, alright? Alright? And if I were to remix Natalina, it would be a hit, bro. It would be a hit, bro.
So why don't we... Let's talk about this. Why would Natalie choose you over Todd?
Because once you go black, you never go back. What do you mean? That's why she didn't go to Elia. Duh. Okay. See, she didn't choose Seth because Seth is the light skin. Look at him.
No, because Seth like Jason.
Sorry, two Jay. Times. Out of here.
Woo. But nah, guys, for real, you know, episode 70 season finale. We like to thank y'all for rocking with us for over a year.
Over a year, bro.
Over a year. You guys put us on the charts about 4 or 5 different times.
Uh-huh.
I remember when we hit the top 40 and we hit number 1.
I remember when we was number 37, like, we was just climbing. We was just climbing. And but the funniest thing is, bro, I find it so odd. Shout out to Brittany. Shout out to Crystal. Shout out to Jasmine. I found it so interesting that all these people's actually listening to what we had to say and actually contributing to things that we were talking about. You know what I mean? I didn't really think we'd make that much of an impact.
Yeah, people loved it, bro.
People did, man.
We gave out some information. We were funny with it, I guess. People liked our style. How would we talk about some of the things that we talked about?
But you know what? Let's talk about some of the things. Episode 1.
No, we don't have to. Let's start from episode chapter 2. Yes.
Nah, fam. We have to remember our roots, babe. Okay? We have to remember our roots. What's going on, guys? And welcome to Pillow Talk.
So, yeah, if you don't know, the name was originally Pillow Talk Podcast. I thought it would have been a solid name because, you know, Pillow Talk is Pillow Talk. And it would have been attention grabbing with two guys pillow talking.
They would have been like, oh, these guys, you know, they're pillow talking and folks who ain't never listen because swear on their life we are part of the LGBT community. And then when they get there, two straight dudes, unapologetic and just on everything and anything that is not pillow talking.
That's what it's about.
Be like, now that we got you in, roll intro.
Yeah, but somebody didn't want that.
I can't have you having me look like that, fam. What do you mean?
Look like what, bro?
How my lady's gonna take to me, fam? So, Lance, you doing a pillow talk thing with a guy?
Yes, and I love him. That works.
Oh, no.
Speaking of gay people, how much gay people did we have on the show?
1, 2, 3. I think we had 3.
Who's the third?
Wait. If she wasn't gay, she went both ways. Ooh. She came on after Nathaniel. We were at Roxanne Records at this time.
Leah?
No, not Leah.
Well, that is a gay bisexual. Is she?
No, it was your other friend. What was her name?
Ooh, Ariel?
Yes.
Ariel don't like girls.
What? No?
No.
I thought she went both ways, no?
No.
Whoops.
Ariel don't like girls, man.
Shout out to Ariel. I'm sorry. I thought you played both sides of the fences.
Well, Andy wife. So that's about 4 gay people. Not. It's so hard.
But technically, she's bisexual. Yeah. Let's count that off for real. Let's think about this. Like, I lost man. All right, cool. So.
So we had Nathaniel.
Uh huh.
We had Kia. Not Kia.
Whoa. You got something you want to tell me?
We had Nathaniel. We had Jemai.
Oh, yeah. Jamai. Jamai was...
I was super gay.
He was all the way gay.
Super gay.
Say my name one more time. Look deep into my eyes.
Respect, Jamai.
Shout out to Jamai. Shout out to... what's your cousin? Who's his manager? I forgot her name.
Shante.
Shante. Shout out to Shante. I seen her on Instagram the other day. Yo, she doing some big things. Big things. And I'm glad like things starting to open up a bit more now so she could, you know, do the whole circus ordeal on a grand scale and not be stopped by menace.
Shout out to Sailor, who never came on the show.
Whoa.
We ain't forget you, Sailor.
Whoa.
You take that with you.
Whoa.
Kidding.
I love Sailor. She was in my video. Cool. What do you mean?
Well, she wasn't in this video.
Maybe in season two.
Yeah, maybe season two.
If her mom doesn't kill you for what you just did.
I was kidding, Sailor.
Yeah, man. Sailor was awesome. But she shocked the hell out of me with the stuff that she's done. You hear me? And also, she got like a huge track record of being like one of the top fire dancers over here.
I taught her back then. It's good to see her progress.
Yeah? Yeah.
Shout out to Teens for coming true.
My mind was just on Teens. Episode 4 and episode 6 with him and...
Makita,
and,
Jimmy. Yep,
him and Jimmy.
Shout out. Flickin'. Shout out to Corey for coming on episode 8. And then shout out...
Episode 8? No, it was episode 9.
One of them.
Maybe it was episode 8. I think it was episode 9.
Episode 8.
It was episode 8?
Yeah. And then shout out to Corey for a couple episodes later for Lano throwing shade at him.
I didn't throw... Me?
You dedicated a whole episode, bro.
Which episode was this? I didn't... Nah, fam. You know what? Hold on. I'm not going to let you bury me. Shout out to Nash, buddy. Nash was in our first episode.
Oh, yeah. First and second.
Episode.
First and second,
yeah. Okay? Shout out to Nash. Y'all ain't seen Nash for the longest time because little bro is all the way in Canada. He doing his thing out there on Prince Edward Island. Bro, much love to you, Dre. I think, like, that was when we realized... how much flipping power we had and the things that we could do and the change we could make, babe.
Yeah.
That episode too, like that was just boom. All right, we reach. You remember that cringy intro we had at the beginning? Like the pictures zooming and all that. I remember. We come from far, babe.
70 episodes, bro. God
70
damn.
Episodes, bro. We started from 2019, December 26.
Shout out to Yannick.
Oh, yeah, what? Well, hello. I can't stay in character when I do that no more, Dredd. You know what I mean? Shout out to Yannick, man. You know, big ups to the Therapy Learning Center. You know, they got that curriculum with the Ministry of Education. Don't!
Yeah.
Good on you, girl. We appreciate you. Come through one more time on season 2. You know what I mean? Season 2.
You know, we can't talk about the season 2 anymore. Transgender. Right?
Why?
Because we talked about them for like 50 episodes.
We did?
Yeah.
How many episodes did we talk about?
You, for some reason, you always would like make a joke about me liking a transgender woman.
I never did that. You always did that to me. Okay. Yo, first of all, I'm going to say this. I'm going to be truthful. Like, uh-huh.
So you...
Well, what were you going to do? You know what? I'm not even going to allow you to do it. Because I know what you're going to do. I'm not going to allow you to do it. What is wrong with you? All right. Do you not understand these people have a whole month right now?
Like right now?
Right now. Right now.
So we give.
We supposed to be celebrating men. They do it like, nah. You're going to need this month for us, nigga.
Fathers, they get one day. And gay people get old
month. A month, my guy. Not to mention Mother's Day for women. Women get that entire month as well. Oh, are men becoming irrelevant, babe?
Yep. They had a post online about how men really ain't loved or valued or appreciated unless they can provide.
I agree. You're right.
Sometimes.
Shout out to the men that make this whole stuff noticeable on TikTok because, you know, women gotta realize that we're people too. We have feelings. We can't talk to y'all about it because y'all be like, oh, grow up here, grow up. And you know, sometimes I feel like, cause I'm a thug. But God dang it, after a long day and I kick off my Crocs, I wanna lay in bed and talk to you and let you know like, hey, it's been a rough one. I wanted to assassinate the boss, but I couldn't.
You know, that's what brothers want. Need me?
I'm not gay.
So
I'm kidding. Okay.
Oh, just to be clear, you have to be gay to kick off your Crocs and lay on the side of me. That's what you said.
I'm not gonna lay on the side of you.
Why, bro?
Because there's certain things I can bring to you, and there's certain things I'm not gonna bring to you. Energy wise, I don't want to pour that into you. All right.
That's what he said.
Shout out to Michael Scott and the entire office team, except for Toby. Screw you all the way, Toby. Like, for real. Hope the Scranton Strangler gets you, Toby. And I ain't apologizing for that either. I meant that. Toby. Shout out to Ryan for getting his life together, baby. You see that? Ryan got his life together last night.
Leave us old baby, bro. What you talking about?
Yo, he got the girl. He realized what he had in the girl.
And left his baby?
He left the baby with a doctor, someone who's way more responsible than he is. And you know what? I would have done the same.
Bro,
I can't handle the responsibility of this baby. She's in the hands of someone who is richer than me, more successful than me, and I just want your girl. So I'm gonna take your girl, you take my baby girl. Bada bing, bada boom. Come on, what do you mean?
Ryan is toxic and personified, bro.
Ryan realized his mistake. He had to go around the world and feel things.
I made more mistakes.
Yes. Like the prodigal son. You know, he's like, Dad, I don't want to be in your shadow anymore. Give me money. And I want to go, well, okay, son, if that's what you want. And you go out there and you, it's a party. You know, and he goes out there and he blows it, and then he sleeps with the pigs and all that stuff. And then, you know, Michael and Pam, and they see him at the bowling alley, and they bring the prodigal son back home. And it works out. What do you mean? Come on, fam.
Okay, bro.
It works out. That's good, OJ. That's what I'm drinking. Shout out to Stewie. That's where I get that from. Yo, take this in. Do you know how much problems we have started over the years, babe?
Over the years, babe. Okay.
Because you were mortal.
Well.
See, I actually tried to use your wife just now, and then you just trying to. I bet. I'm going to say year.
I got in some problems personally. From a few gay people that I know, not even gay people, even some quote unquote straight people who was defending Dwayne Wade's daughter son.
I'm confused.
Who just wants to be accepted for who he is, who she is.
What is he?
A female.
He's a female.
Yes. And she just wants to be accepted for who she is. And we can't accept that, and that's fucked up.
He can't accept that. What do you mean? What the hell? Who can't accept what? Bro, listen to me. Live your best life. But at the end of the day, but if you ain't making no sense, you ain't making no sense.
Bro.
Do you? No one is ever going to knock you, Dwayne Wade Jr. I think that's his name.
Saraya?
Zayas?
Saryani?
Bro, do you, fam? All right?
She's a girl.
Bro, do you, fam? Respect you. Live your best life, but you shouldn't force anyone when you're living your best life. Like, alright? It's whatever you want to do, okay? Yeah. Whoever judges you, let them judge you. People are going to judge you until the day that you die, bro. But once you got that true few around you, regardless of what you're doing, and that true few support you and whatever, that's fine. Once you ain't doing nothing on no malicious level, I mean, you might not be able to have no kids biologically no more, depending on what decision you made, but still, at the end of the day, they don't worry about nobody. Nobody hating on you. Much, I think. Live yours, boy. Live yours. All right. And shout out to all my gay homeboys and homegirls. I'm not sure if I have any.
I just gonna say you have gay friends.
That F word is so strong, babe. I got family and I got associates.
So you got gay associates? I know you got a gay brother, Corey gay.
Corey's gay? Corey, bro, what was that look just now? What, you know? Is Corey really gay?
Are they really like men? Is he going to reveal himself in 2022? Find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Yo, shout out to the original voice dude narrator, but like, you need to hire me. You need to hire me, because what they're doing down the Funimation is garbage. Shout out to Sean Schimmel and Chris Sabat. I respect y'all. I like some of the decisions y'all made over the years, but I respect y'all work. You know what I mean?
All right.
I should make a whale jump at him.
That would be so hysterical.
I got up some.
Zai.
Oh.
Well,
wow. Attitude on these kids.
See, I was looking for the clock just now on the floor and it disappeared. I threw it at him. I'm not violent. I discipline my kids properly.
You know, I know somebody that said, I was gonna go Michael Scott quote.
Do
well, you remember
what
the, remember
I'd rather the, be feared?
Remember the roast of Michael Scott?
It started off so good. And then it just did this instantly.
Hey.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Spider face.
Ooh. Come back with a New York jacket. Come back roasting everybody. You're roasted. Boom. What he said about Stanley? Stanley, you're fat. Oh, man. Yo, what else have we flipping pull off over the air? Yo, hold on.
The Bantas, we got to give a special shout out to the Bantas. Remember the, let's list our top five Bantas, what we think. I can list my top five. Let's hit top five. In no particular order. The Rick and Morty one. One of my favorites.
I still want to get that episode to the people, but they need to see that.
The Wild and Out one.
Oh, nah.
The one where you confess your love to yourself.
I was going to pick that, but anyway. Like, all what you picking right now on my list.
The when we had the theatrical music. And we just was talking foolishness, man. When... You know what I mean, though?
I know what you're talking about, though.
Number five is... It's one that we recently did.
My fifth one would have to be when you kept pressing me about this old gay stuff. And I was like, I like vagina. No, vagina! No, vagina! Oh... Yeah, they would have to be my top five, right there. Funny, you and I actually have something in common for once.
Yo, I was got things in common, bro.
Wait, how many times we done butted on this show? You're like, I will not go down with you. Yeah, man. Boy. Yo, hold up. Shout out to Meech.
Oh.
Shout out to Meech. Listen to me, Meech. On guard, homeboy. Hear me well. Your video episode coming while we on our hiatus, bro. You hear me?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You hear me?
We got to do a part two. We got to talk with some more things, man.
Bro, we
have with some esoteric knowledge.
We have to do a part two because at this point in time, bro, do you know what I'm about to pull off spiritually? Do you know what I'm about to pull off spiritually, bro? Things, bro.
Okay.
So shout out to that homie Meech. Why did you just jump?
Okay.
That was hysterical. Who else, buddy? Who else? I mean, there's so much that contributed to all of this, right?
It's a lot of 70 episodes. It's a lot, bro.
But
we got our international guys, Yoel.
Oh, Yoel. Yes.
Then we had Humatic.
You might be the homie.
You might.
But the one thing that I love, boy, is the fact that he got that, like, you know, like that, I kind of got the balls to say it, and I'm kind of, he reminds me of the UK's version of Eminem for the podcast, if that makes sense. And I felt like we could have relate over there, you know what I mean? So shout out to Humatic. shout out to Yoel. I seen the stuff that he's been doing as of late. You seen his last episode? Yeah, man. Shout out to y'all dudes. You know, forever the homies. Hopefully we do a takeover and a sit down
again
whenever we get down to LA.
Person this time, man.
Yeah, man. You know what it is. Who else? Jeez. Who else? Matter of fact, who else and how much? Because there's so much more that we've done, babe. There's so much more that we've done.
Talked about black lives, blue lives, all lives.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, George Floyd. Yeah.
We talked about flicking, gentrification, gender roles.
That wasn't well received. You know that, right?
Listen, this is our thoughts and opinions.
He's gonna be like, oh no, but you see the man.
Hey, but and you know what has pissed me off?
Go ahead.
Like, even in 2021, bro, some women still saying, oh, my mind gotta do this, my mind gotta spend this money, and this is not, oh no. Right.
What does leave me weirded out, right? Is that when they talk about all the stuff what a man gotta do, you'd be like, okay, what are you gonna do? What are you bringing to the table? Oh, he has me, and he has this pump woman. Right. What else?
Right, let's see. Good.
What else?
Yeah, Zai. What else?
Yeah, Zai. You bring nothing else to the table. Shout out to Angel and his wife. You know, they talk about the whole community thing. And I respect that, bro. Like, we need to take some notes from the polygamous... polygamous folks. You know what I mean? They thinking about growth. They thinking about bringing more than just vagina to the table. You hear me? I ain't apologizing for saying it. Get at me.
That's it.
Got something to say? Let's talk about it. Boom.
I think they just had the anniversary for the Tesla massacre, Black Wall Street. We talked about that too. That was crazy.
Yeah. The more like, we bring this stuff up, it just hitting. Yeah.
It's crazy to think, bro. Like, I think they were saying too in the documentary that was the first time, and it wasn't by invasion, or it wasn't by Germans or nothing else. Only Americans had bombs falling out of the skies on their own people because they was black. Yeah. They was making it. Some other people were saying, like, it was some other things that happened with. I think it was a black guy doing something, but it don't matter.
It don't matter. It's correct because at the end of the day, like, and the funny thing is, boy, wasn't this over a white woman?
Bro, they tear down a whole society, bro.
Yep.
A whole functioning society.
Huh. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be angry. This is a good episode. I don't want to be angry. I do not want to be angry today.
A whole lot of society lines.
I don't want to be angry today. I'm trying. All right, screw it. I'm angry.
Nah, don't get angry, man. All right, Lance has walked off because he's mad. You see what y'all did? That's what y'all did. But yeah, the Black Wall Street. That... Anyway, when we come back, we have an ex establishment in Atlanta. When I say we, I mean black people in general. We have an ex establishment at Atlanta with a thriving black community, bro. And we could do that worldwide. Just how thriving black community is. So we could start something in the Bahamas too. Hopefully get some change happening. One of our recent guests, Kendall Richardson of the Coalition of Independence. Him and his team, they proposed some ideas to see our black Bahamian people prosper. Hopefully they're given a chance and we see what's good. You know what I mean? Lance, you good, G? He's angry. I see steam coming out of the room. What else did we talk about? Glitches in the Matrix. Let's talk about glitches in the Matrix, Lance. So Glitches in the Matrix was a three-part series. All right. Glitches in the Matrix was a three-part series, guys, that we did episode 28, 29, and 30. And I just talked about like different conspiracy theories, different just different theories that people have about life simulation, how we living in a simulation. We talked about deja vu, deja rev. We talked about how the bird was frozen in the sky in broad daylight. Lance, Glitches in the Matrix, dog.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right.
I'm okay.
What was your favorite glitch in the Matrix?
Deja vu, deja rev. Was it Nomevu? I think that was the next one.
You speak in French, might be.
I can't remember all of them. See, now it's coming back to me. I would have to say part three. Part three. To me was
Glitches in the Matrix Revolution.
Yeah. Revolution was a favorite to me simply because like we honestly I honestly didn't realize how much glitches there were. Whoa, hold on. Which VU is this? This is a VU. This is a VU.
Deja vu?
Yes. Because we had this conversation. This is a I remember this. And then we ended up talking. We ended up talking about.
Calm now.
We ended up talking about glitches that people were seeing in 2020. Dude. Are we literally in a simulation right now?
Possibly. Talked about the Mandela effect. Basically, the collective false memory. We talked about, as Lano called it, the placebo.
Speaking of the Mandela effect, before we get back to the placebo effect.
Placebo. Here we go on.
The guy that acted as Shazam way back in the day, the Black Shazam, he said that he never, ever, ever did it, right? And everyone was like, oh, no, that was you and this, that. You sure you need to look at it and it looks just like you? And he come up, I see a whole couple of decades. Then I was like, yeah, it was me. And it kind of like broke the whole whatchamacallit, the word. See, it's already out of my head. The thing.
Mandela effect?
Yes. Because people thought it was, and I saw it on TikTok. I saw it on TikTok. He said those exact words. Like, the one about him is actually true. Like, he was that guy. Mm-hmm. He was that guy.
It's crazy.
Nuts, man. Nuts. No homo. Boom! Lance. Shout out to...
Hold on, I want to say something with the placebo effect right quick.
All right.
In my studies, you know, I had this thing with, you know, religion and the Bible.
Mm.
And all that. And I started to piece things together. And as it relates to the placebo effect, you know, placebo, you're given the medicine. That ain't really the medicine, but you're telling people this and they believe it. And
yeah.
They're getting healed. And then I remember the passage from the Bible, you know, you got to have faith small as a mustard seed and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. Like, basically, you got to believe. And I put one and two together that the power in the prayer is the belief. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like that same belief with people having the placebos that help them. If we have that belief in anything, bro, we could achieve it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was crazy, bro.
That's kind of like how manifestation works.
Yeah, dog.
From you, see it. Hold up. Shout out to the homie R. Kelly. If you could see it, then you could do it. If you could believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Cool, you had it? Huh? Wait, voice of an angel? Lance, wait. Hey.
I could try.
Go ahead, man. Gears. Go ahead. Take gears. Take it.
Ready? I ready?
Go ahead.
I believe I could fly.
Go ahead, Keith.
I believe I could touch the sky.
Touch the flipping.
I think about it even night and day. Don't cry. Oh, shit. Don't cry. Hold it.
My dog.
Hey, sign us.
Record dealing.
I quit conscious music. I singing now.
Ooh,
we should never do that again.
Keep your negative comments to yourself. We song by that's because of the mics and all that stuff.
Hey, look, yo, we warping everything. Y'all see this big old ocean behind us? What's going on?
I guess it's at the zoo with animals now here on the beach. What's that, yo?
Yeah, as soon as we end up in space, niggas be like, how do you breathe? Wait, shout out to Jimmy who joined. Shout out to Shane. Shane was like, hey, Jimmy, how can we breathe in space?
I don't know. La, 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 la.
I really wanted that answer. Well, that's easy, Shane. Good laugh. That was David and his wife who was on there, on the show with us, right?
Why are you confusing them? That's Philip.
Philip.
Yeah, Philip.
Boy, that was close.
Whew. Philip and his wife. We talked about unconditional love.
We did.
Unconditional love.
I didn't get emotional. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Sure.
I didn't get emotional.
Pretty defensive, buddy.
I was letting people know, like, yeah. Reminding, you know?
Yeah, unconditional love. It exists, man. It exists. And they proved that, bro. And they, what did they say? Love. They chooses to love him, bro.
Yes.
And that's powerful. That's amazing.
You know what I mean? Yo, and what that remind me of, like, people got their head so fixed on how relationship and love should be these days, especially, like, on a financial level. I think a lot of people today, they're looking at relationships and love from a financial standpoint. You know what I mean? And that's why a lot of relationships, they failing. Because people forgot, babe. There were folks who were like death poor, and they would spend the rest of their lives together happy, and way more happy than most. Like, who were just chasing their dreams and going for riches and stuff like that. That crap be beautiful as hell, babe. You know what it is? A can of tuna make the two of y'all happy.
Some tuna and rice?
Shoot, all right. I mean, man, listen, if only y'all knew. Unconditional love, man. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Nathan.
Philip and Emerald, respect. Hope to have y'all back again, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, of course.
For sure.
My word. See, now I get mine. Let me sip this water.
So, I think that's enough reminiscing. What we got coming for season two?
Season two, let me just put it out here like this. Enough of y'all been asking for live streams. Live streams and certain guests. It's about time we start that, eh? So we can do some of that. Some of the live streaming. We'll do it on Facebook. Some of it we'll do on YouTube. Some of it we'll even do on keysandlines.com.
Cool.
Me and might as well just say and throw that out there.
Cool.
You know? It's going to be a bit more... You know what? I don't want to reveal our part yet. I don't want to reveal our part. Keys, you reveal something else.
I was thinking of a segment that we could do. Because I listen to the Steve Harvey Morning Show sometimes.
Mm.
You ever listen to that?
Of course. I used to listen to that every morning.
All right. I think it's nephew Tommy. He have a segment where he do his prank calls on people. Yeah. I feel like Bahamian people could give some funny responses. So I want to try that sometime.
Do you really? Fam, have you seen? Have you? Remember that one Bahamian clip with a dude? He called up this one guy and he's like, "Why you keep having sex with my girl? Like, only I'm supposed to do that." And he's telling the dude all the bad stuff he's going to do them. And this dude, like, legit on the phone, cussing at him, right back saying, but you don't know me. It's that da-da-da-da. Bro, I gotta show you the clip.
Hey.
I got to show you the clip.
Yeah, man, we could do some prank calls. We going to have some, when we pushing out our videos to promote and all that, we can have our thumbnails down pat.
Better thumbnails.
So yeah, that's coming up. We're gonna look sleeker. We're gonna look cleaner.
Might even have a way more cinematic intro.
We got some things coming. Some things cooking up. We got more guests, like Lano say.
Yeah,
we may or may not have a different set.
We just may or may not. Who knows? Find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball. Okay, how many?
How many Dragon Balls you
Funimation for the source eventually.
Us.
Wait, we in this together, wait. Oh. You going to bother this again?
I will not go down with you from episode 4 and beyond it.
How much episodes we going to have in season 2, bro?
Put me on the spot now. I don't know.
That's something to think about.
We got to do more collaborations with Bohemian podcasters.
Oh, yeah. Word. We got to do more collaboration with artists as well, like music artists.
Yeah.
We have this guy overseas. And we got to connect with him, bro. Even if he comes on over here, or if we got to fly over there to him, we need to get this guy on the show just to, like, you know, chop it up. Just to chat, bro. Like, I know it'll be a mad thing.
Scene.
You know what I mean? So, it's the next idea. Might even end up doing some traveling.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, man. We got a lot of stuff in store for next season. Don't want to reveal too much, but just know y'all will see and hear the difference.
Yeah, man. So, childhood memory.
You want to do a childhood memory?
Yeah.
One more time for season 1.
Season finale.
All right.
It's gonna expose someone's gayness.
What? Someone's gay? All right, bet. Let's do it. Kyo's childhood memories.
So this was in 2010. We was at Christ Community Church. Kyo, that is me, went to take a little urination in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
So
I know this story.
I whipped out my willy, and it was a cold night. So, you know. So I whipped out my willy, and I'm peeing. And as I'm peeing, I just looked on the floor. I looked on the floor, and I see this face staring up at me from the bathroom floor. And, bro, it was Corey. Corey was in the urinal stall with me, peeing, looking from bottom up. I don't know what to say.
Crazy. Hey. Stop. What's going on with you?
Invasion of privacy.
Woo.
Bro.
Oh,
I could sue him right now.
You feel violated, eh?
Wow.
What is it? But if we go on that far, my childhood memory was back when we was in the latter part of our teens. When we did that show, we did This Is Why We Praise. Oh. This Is Why We Praise. This is why we pray. Hey,
praise him.
Listen, I was hot, man. So, everyone doing their part and whatever. We got wireless microphones. I feeling special. I had on my FUBU outfit. I'm feeling like DMX without the full ball cut. You know what I mean? We had some special guests from BFM. Shout out to the folks at BFM, you know, collage them. Shout out to them boys. And then I pull up on the side of this chick, bro. You know, while you and Chris up there doing your thing. So I'm like, hi. How you doing? She's like, hi. I'm like, I'm Lano. They call me SB. At that time, I was going by SB, not Lano the Sage. So she was like, hi. I forgot her name. We shook hands and everything. I was like, excuse me for a second. I run up there. Check it. See, we got, oh, what the God? Yeah, Lano. And it was, oh, man. What a risk. That was a good time, eh? I can't tell you what happened in the rest of the concert after we was finished. I think, like, we was the only thing that mattered that night.
It didn't matter. We was the stars.
That was our concert for, like, a couple of minutes. No one else mattered. I don't care who they paid to come there after that. We was there. Our concert, now we done.
Yeah. That was it. Main event.
Main event is correct.
And I had all my babies screaming my name.
Oh!
Hey.
But yeah, I'm so glad she don't talk no more.
Bruh.
Because she, oh, my word.
I couldn't deal with every part of the video. Kyo, Kyo, Kyo.
Yeah. If I see you with a steel butt, do you know what I'm about to do to you?
We still have that video. I gotta see that video again.
I have it saved somewhere on Facebook. I have it saved somewhere on Facebook. Yeah. I'm sending it to you.
I gotta see that video again.
Think we should put it on Keys and Live Talk Hall?
Yeah.
Man. We were starring from back then, man. You know what? Men with missions from back then. And now here we is right now. Bringing the drama, bringing the truth. Because they don't want to talk about it.
All right. So any would you rather as we get near to the end?
Would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather? Being, yeah. I want you to think about your decisions. You go there. Nervous kid, man.
Would you rather? Let's go.
Would you rather be drowned and resuscitated by the Navy or anyone in the Special Forces, or would you rather be saved instantly by the guy from Scary Movie 2 with his bad hand? No, not his bad hand, because his bad hand is this one. You gotta take the little hand, it's a strong one.
That's literally the easiest question. If I don't have to drown, who cares?
But you're gonna be resuscitated.
Hold on, you're saying, yeah, but I don't drown, I just have the whole nigga hand?
The strong one.
Yeah, that's easy, bro.
You take that hand?
Yeah.
Hell nah, nigga. I'm drowning. I want people to know.
You know how painful drowning is?
I've been there. My sister almost assassinated me before. Now, she ain't alive to tell the tale. But it happened once. It's not a fun time.
All right. Let me get this shit. Let me fuck this up.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Don't do nothing weird, bro.
I'm not weird. So.
Don't do nothing gay.
I like it. Would you rather? I gotta do this. It's episode 70. Would you rather?
Hell. Here we go.
You meet this girl.
I knew it. I knew it.
We may have some fans that may not have heard this, so I gotta repeat it.
Come on, fam.
And your answer may have changed. It's 2021. You may have gotten different.
Didn't we do this in 2021 already?
So you met this girl, right? You fell in love with her.
Here we go.
You fell in love with this girl.
This guy.
You fell in love with this girl. Y'all got married, dog. And y'all had kids. She wakes up one morning and says to you, baby, I have a confession. And she says, baby, I was born a man. What do you do? Do you still love her? Do you still stay in the marriage? Do you divorce her? Because you don't love her. You don't bend in the guts. But she was born a man. She had a penis just like you.
She was born a man, but we had kids.
It's a hypothetical question.
Hypothetically, we ain't sticking together. No.
So you're going to divorce your wife?
It's not a wife. It's a dude. What do you mean?
Ask your wife.
I'm confused. The answer remains the same. Hey. 2021, my mind, my
chin.
Come on, son.
All right, bro. All right, I feel it.
No, we ain't doing it, man. Anyway. Hit us up on all our solos. Keys on Twitter. I got the keys.
Yes, I got the keys to success.
Also, check him out on Instagram. Lock Life Traveler, LOC, not LOCK.
Yeah.
I ain't even supposed to interrupt you, man. You're supposed to bust that. Anyway, guys. Get us up on Island. That's how you was doing. Anyway, guys. Hit us up on Island Talk About It.
Anyway, guys. Hit us up on Island Talk About It at gmail.com for any, I mean, any inquiry. Got arrested? Hit us up. Deal money, hit us up. Ready to fight, hit us up.
Ready to break curfew? Hit me up.
Hit us up. You want to rob a place? Don't.
If you about to hit a lick, you might hit me up.
Well, if you're feeling depressed and you just want to talk, I guess we'll talk.
Yo, for real about that depression part, though.
If you're struggling with sexuality, with religious crisis, or views, or whatever, me,
you know, sometimes you just need someone to listen to. You don't always need advice. Sure. Right?
Check us out on Facebook, Talk About It With Ease and Land.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram, Talk About It With Ease and Land.
Mm-hmm.
Soon to be a TikTok, Talk About It With Ease and Land.
We yes,
have
sir.
Some stuff coming out. Our website, easeandlands.com.
Mm-hmm.
All our videos, all our audios. And we're going to have some behind the scenes. Everything coming for season two. We know we've been saying this before.
And while y'all waiting on season two, we also have some old episodes dropping as well. We ain't have y'all waiting on nothing.
So,
you know, so subscribe to our YouTube channel. Talk About It With Ease and Lance.
Leave some reviews. Listen, leave reviews, leave comments. Y'all just hit us up personally on WhatsApp, and we appreciate it. But then people think we talking shit.
Yeah.
They don't see it.
Let's make these folks a believer.
Yeah.
Let's make these folks a believer. How do you put through with singular? Let's make these folks believers.
So where can the people find you?
I am everywhere. What do you mean? Lano the Sage, TikTok, Lano the Sage, YouTube, Lano_Sage.
That's right. Lano is a budding TikTok sensation. TikTok D-boy. He's killing it for him.
I just said stuff with everyone I was afraid to say. That's School Menace, School Brave. Screw both parties and screw the police force. Get out me. Lano the Sage, I am everywhere. Instagram, Lano_the Sage. You know what it is. Holla at a player.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Email line, said LanoTheSage@gmail.com as well. Let's talk about it.
Sunset, bruh. Anything else, Liza?
Beautiful sunset.
And that is all for season one. I'll talk about it. We're going to do some music.
Yeah, we're going to walk away, roll some credits that says nothing, and do the outro.
That's what credits and then a black screen.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, this is the end of Talk About It With Ease and Land. We finished. We season one. We done. 72 technically.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah, thank you all for the support.
Yeah, man.
Hey, and thank you for rocking, bro. For sticking it out, dog.
Ditto, bro. We could have been doing this by ourselves or with anyone else. But it's Keys and Lance. Skis and Lance.
Trying to make me cry.
I'm just saying, bro, we great like The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay. I'm The Rock.
And I'm Stone Cold.
I dig that. And I guess we out you though. Until next time.
One more time for the fans as the sun goes down.
And that's the bottom line. Cause Stone Cold said so.
Talk about it.